Track 11. The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Late one night, a lawyer, Gabriel Utterson, was walking home through dark, silent streets when he saw a man attacking a woman. Utterson ran after him and caught him. The man's name was Mr. Hyde, and he looked ugly and evil. Mr. Hyde showed no regret for what he had done. To buy the woman's silence, he wrote her a check. Utterson noticed that the check was signed in the name of Dr. Jekyll, a well-known and well-respected man. Utterson was worried. He was Dr. Jekyll's lawyer and also his friend. He went to visit him. As soon as he mentioned Mr. Hyde, Dr. Jekyll turned pale and became angry. Utterson was confused. Who was Mr. Hyde? A year passed. One night, an old man was murdered as he was walking home. A maid witnessed the crime and recognized the killer. Mr. Hyde had struck again. The police went looking for Hyde, but he had disappeared. Again, Utterson went to visit his friend, Dr. Jekyll. He suspected that Dr. Jekyll had helped Mr. Hyde to escape. When questioned, the doctor replied in a strange, wild voice that Mr. Hyde had gone forever. Over the next few weeks, Dr. Jekyll's behavior became more and more unusual. He locked himself in his laboratory and refused to open the door. His servants were worried. When they heard his voice, it sounded different. They asked Utterson for help. Utterson and the servants broke down the door. Mr. Hyde was lying dead on the floor. He had taken poison. But why was he wearing Dr. Jekyll's clothes? And where was the doctor? Were Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde one and the same person? On the desk was a letter addressed to Mr. Utterson. In it, Dr. Jekyll tried to explain himself. He said he believed that inside every human being there was a good side and an evil side. Jekyll had created a potion. When he drank it, his whole body changed. The good, kind doctor became cruel, ugly, and evil. He called this other man Mr. Hyde. To change back, he had to drink another potion. But after a time, Jekyll found that he liked changing into Mr. Hyde. He enjoyed being bad. He became more and more violent and cruel. He took pleasure in hurting innocent people. Finally, Dr. Jekyll couldn't control Mr. Hyde anymore. He began to change into this monster even without taking the potion. Jekyll hoped and prayed that Hyde would disappear. But Hyde always returned. The potion to turn Hyde back into Dr. Jekyll no longer worked. It had lost its strength. Dr. Jekyll could no longer get rid of the evil Mr. Hyde. He had to kill this monster. But to kill Mr. Hyde, Dr. Jekyll also had to die.